showing off four of the best trumpeters in the Dick Hyman Dance Orchestra, Leroy Anderson's Bugler's Holiday on KPR. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. Next, Handel, the Concerto Grosso from Alexander's Feast in this week of feasting, well, for Thursday, and a Bach English Suite and a Bach Symphony No. 3, Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach. Support for all this great classical music on KPR comes from the Bach Aria Soloists, presenting their annual holiday concert with guest tenor J.W. Keckley, featuring Bach, Handel, Debussy, and a holiday sing-along. It's Friday, December 5th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Details at BachAriaSoloists.com. You know, KPR's Community Spotlight program values organizations that share our commitment to the arts, education, health, well-being, sustainability, and diversity of the areas we serve, and will highlight a nonprofit each month using KPR's airwaves to help it get better known. Applications at kansaspublicradio.org. This is KPR. Here's some Handel. A Concerto Grosso from Alexander's Feast. It's George Frederick Handel on our Tuesday morning together here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia. We have Bach and Bach next. That was Trevor Pinnock in the English Concert. And we've got mainly French classics for the noon hour. Music by Rameau, Francais, and Darius Milhaud's Cello Concerto, and a clarinet sonata by Mendelssohn. Classical music from noon to three with Jeff on KPR. But here's Murray Pariah at the piano for the English Suite No. 1 in A Major, a keyboard suite by J.S. Bach on KPR. Played brilliantly by Murray Pariah, pianist, English Suite No. 1 in A Major by J.S. Bach. Good morning, it's Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until noon. Should be sunnier today and about 55 degrees for a high. We're just about there at 53 now in Lawrence. The next three nights, however, bring in your plants. It'll be below freezing. Next hour, we'll have a couple of carols for the season. You know the singer, Connie Dover. We'll hear Connie sing Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella, and The Holly and the Ivy. And in between the carols, we'll chat with Bruce Sorrell, the conductor, the music director of the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra. And they have a concert a week from tonight called Holiday Magic. And he'll tell us what's on the program for that and what to look forward to. So don't miss that next hour early on in the 10 o'clock hour, within the half hour here on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982, with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. And from the Lawrence Old Fashioned Christmas Parade, parading down Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, Saturday, December 6th at 11 a.m. More information at lawrencechristmasparade.org. Here is music by J.S. Bach's son, one of them, Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach. Here's his third symphony now on KPR. The Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment for Symphony No. 3 by C.P.E. Bach on KPR, and his dad wrote this.
But didn't you surface that issue, and am I not listening to you?
Listen well with us weekday mornings.
Join us for the next morning edition tomorrow morning with Matthew Algio right here on KPR. Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local. We're on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute, 90.3. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. And support for news on KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com. It's 10:01. It's KPR. Support for NPR comes from Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. This is KPR.
Doucement dans la table close, doucement, venez un moment. Approchez que Jésus est charmant, comme il est blanc, comme il est rose. Ah, ah, que l'enfant repose, ah, ah, qu'il y a un tourment.
The Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, with Bruce Sorrell directing, and that was Connie Dover singing. And Bruce, I'd forgotten that she sang that in French.
I think it's really quite amazing. Yes, I'd forgotten how great that was.
It really sounded good. I love the percussion.
I do too. I'm like, oh man, I'm gonna have to get that CD back out and listen to it here in the next week or two. So.
Well, you are going to top that, I think, a week from tonight. I love the name you picked for the concert with the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, Holiday Magic.
Indeed. And the magical part about it, I think, is the fact that we've got sort of like, you know, Baroque era Vivaldi concertos that then kind of inspired Piazzolla to write these like tangos that are, you know, projecting the wonderful seasons in Buenos Aires. So I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you'll start off with the Vivaldi Concerto for Oboe in D Minor with the great oboist, who's our KU professor, Margaret Marco. She's always good. She plays so sweetly, it's so powerfully. Yeah. And then Larry Figg and Alan Probus in the Concerto for Two Cellos in G Minor by Vivaldi.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Christina Webster to be the flutist in the Vivaldi Concerto for Flute in C Minor. But the coup de grace is you got Tamamo Gibbs to come play in Piazzolla's Four Seasons.
Yes. In fact, I had said to her, I said, I'd like you to suggest something that we could maybe do together this season. And she came back and said, what would you think of this? I'm like, yes, I have heard those works in different kinds of settings, different kinds of arrangements. Piazzolla originally wrote it for his tango band, which had a violin, viola, a piano, electric guitar, double bass, and bandoneon. And it's like, well, that's a very interesting sort of grouping. But they're considered classical tangos. I mean, listening tangos, not necessarily to be danced to when he was writing these. So this particular arrangement is for violin solo and string orchestra. And it's a really wonderful arrangement that has taken on a life of its own, taking the original, and then occasionally he incorporates some Vivaldi Four Seasons in it, which is kind of fun to hear if you know them at all. They're kind of like, all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait a minute, here we are in summer in Buenos Aires, but I'm hearing a little bit of Vivaldi's Winter. And that was because of the, because of course it's winter in summer there.
Those are always so fun to hear. And Tamamo Gibbs is a great violinist. She plays with the Kansas City Symphony. I'm so glad she's doing some soloing here. Yeah, she's what great.
I agree. And what I love about this particular concert, and basically one of our ways we have operated for a long time, is to be able to feature the great talent that lives in our region and featuring them as soloists. I mean, there are usually people who also play in the orchestra, which in this case is true for everybody who is appearing as a soloist this time. So I'm lucky to have the riches. We are lucky as a city to have the riches available to us that these people represent.
Yes, Kansas City really is lucky to have a group like this. Your orchestra, Bruce, is so good at doing Baroque music and chamber music, and it's really a gem for Kansas City. And the place that you picked also for this concert, this music by candlelight, is a really beautiful Gothic-style church. It's called Country Club Christian Church. I think it's not far from the plaza, right?
It's south of the plaza. The plaza is about 47th, and the church address is like 61, so it's, mm-hmm.
It's 20 blocks south. Beautiful church with great acoustics, and that with the candlelight, and I'm imagining all the pine boughs, and it'll just be beautiful.
It will be wonderful. I'm doing a pre-concert talk at 6:30, and then there are going to be carolers in the lobby from like 7 to 7:30 or whatever. You know, sort of run there in that time frame between the talk. People are invited to bring some canned goods. We've paired with an organization to help. It's been kind of a difficult year and difficult fall for many people. So any ways we can sort of help with that, if you'd like to bring canned goods, that would be terrific. And then we have an evening of magical music, that's for sure.
You always have something a little extra, the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, like for this concert to have the carolers in the lobby when people are walking in. That's so nice.
I think it will be fun. Normally, our holiday concert is not very sort of holiday-like. I mean, we don't tend to feature music that you would hear, let's say, on the radio if you turned on or asked Alexa to play something, whatever. Oh, no. Now it's going to go on. And so that's been kind of a hallmark of what we've tried to do during the holiday season, is feature music that sort of that puts us in that spirit, that has that sort of magic quality that isn't necessarily the everyday carols and pop songs that we're going to hear throughout. And so for me, the three Vivaldi concertos really help set that up. I mean, I think people love hearing Baroque music. They love hearing the sound of the harpsichord. Obviously, the concertos are highly virtuosic for the solo parts. Then they've got those beautiful slow movements that are sort of melancholy and singing along. And then this great piazzolla work, the tangos, both with the harmonic language and the rhythmic impulse. And sometimes he has the instruments imitate the percussion instruments that you might hear in South America and Latin America, but with the bow kind of hitting against the strings. And I think it'll be really a wonderful way to start off the holiday without sort of overkilling the cultural thing that tends to happen.
Yes, I think it's a perfect mix of Baroque music with something sweet and spicy like Piazzolla, the Four Seasons.
Oh, I love that. May I borrow that?
Yes.
Sweet and spicy.
Yes, they are.
I think that's what that is, actually. That's a good way to describe it. I wished I had come up with that.
Oh, well, you can. It's yours. Well, it sounds great. Now, it's at 7:30, and tickets, you can get them ahead of time at check out kcchamberorchestra.org for more information. Or I hope if it's not sold out, just buy tickets at the church.
There should be tickets available at the door. Yes.
Okay, good.
Show up that night and do that. If you want to go ahead and get them arranged in advance, it's a purchase through Eventbrite.
But Eventbrite.
It's linked on our website,
right. kcchamberorchestra.org. Okay, yeah, kcchamberorchestra.org. Well, it sounds great. It's a week from tonight. Holiday magic.
I tell you, it really is. It's hard to believe that we're already here.
And, it's almost December.
It's been a great fall, and I'm really looking forward to this. And Tamamo and I have been sort of communicating back and forth, and she's very excited. All the musicians are very excited about this concert. So
it sounds great. Well, thank you for making time to come talk to us. I was so curious about this, and I've wanted you yourself to tell us about the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra. We've been talking with their music director, Bruce Sorrell.
And you've made me very excited hearing that Connie Dover recording at the beginning of the interview.
Well, we're going to hear another one. We queued up. We have the Holly and the Ivy. So.
Oh, perfect. Love it. That's
okay.
Great.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye. With the beautiful voice of Connie Dover singing with the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, directed by Bruce Sorrell, The Holly and the Ivy. That's from one of their holiday concerts. And don't miss Holiday Magic. It's coming up a week from tonight, 7:30 p.m., Country Club Christian Church. Find out all the details and make plans to attend. KCChamberOrchestra.org. Well, good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. Next, we have music by Maurice Ravel. Here are his waltzes, Noble and Sentimental, on KPR. Maurice Ravel had seen in an old piece of music, I think it was Schubert's, Waltzes, Noble and Sentimental, and he really liked that title, and he was able to use it for that music that he wrote. That's Ravel, played by Paul Perret's Detroit Symphony Orchestra back in the day. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU. Support for the music comes from Bridgehaven and Lawrence. With family-style memory care in a home environment, from social gatherings to holiday celebrations and backyard barbecues, Bridgehaven celebrates life and family. More information is at mybridgehaven.com. KPR's Community Spotlight. Each year, at the end of the year, we accept applications for the coming year from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org. 91.5 Lawrence, Topeka in Kansas City, 89.7 Emporia, kansaspublicradio.org. Here's Claude Debussy's Rhapsody featuring saxophonist Eugene Rousseau on KPR. With Hans Graf at the piano and the saxophonist Eugene Rousseau, the Claude Debussy Rhapsody. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, it's about 12 minutes before 11 o'clock. After 11 o'clock, listen for a beautiful song, The Road Home by Stephen Paulus, sung by the Dale Warland Singers. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. This is by Edvard Grieg, now the Norwegian composer. Here's his Opus 11. It's an overture, a concert overture, called In Autumn on KPR. That was an overture by Norse composer Edvard Grieg, In Autumn, Naomi Järvi and the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra. Keep it here on KPR. More music in just a few minutes.
Okay, I might be a little biased, but the holidays are just better with Morning Edition, from hearing about how families celebrate across town.
You come in there, you wash your hands, you roll up your sleeves, you work together.
To learning about fun traditions around the country.
It's like an army of toys in the streets downtown.
Get in the holiday spirit with us and stay up to date on the news weekdays with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us in the morning with your host, Matthew Alchio, here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. You know, you have the power to make a lasting, positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Looks like 55 degrees already in Lawrence. That's supposed to be today's high. Winds might pick up a bit from the northwest, and tonight going below freezing, about 29 degrees expected overnight.
Live from Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
From Washington, it's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their dining and entertainment cards, Savor. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. It's KPR. Such a great song written by Stephen Paulus, The Road Home, with Dale Warland's group, the Dale Warland Singers, on Kansas Public Radio. It's about 11:08. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio. I'm your classical friend, Cordelia Brown, with you for about another hour. We have some Aaron Copland coming up, some movie music he wrote for the story, The Red Pony, and then the Haydn Trumpet Concerto in D. Lots of great music still to come. Glad we're listening together. Support for it comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, now featuring special exhibitions showcasing art of the sea, regional artists, and the sacred red rock. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu. And from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas, the Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Here's some great music by Dvorak now, his Scherzo Capriccioso on KPR. Antonin Dvorak's Opus 66, his Scherzo Capriccioso, Paavo Berglund in the Staatskapelle Dresden. I'm Cordelia Brown. I'm so glad you're listening to KPR. I'm enjoying your company, and it's fun to listen to everything through your ears and imagining how it's sounding to you. I think you'll like the next selection here on KPR. It's Aaron Copland, and it's from The Red Pony. It was a film score written for a 1949 production which used John Steinbeck's screenplay based on his 1937 book, The Red Pony. Aaron Copland wrote it in 1948 at Republic Pictures. And there was an LP that was issued of the soundtrack. So the orchestral suite that arranged by Copland for the Houston Symphony Orchestra lasts about 20 minutes, and it has six separate pieces. Morning on the Ranch, The Gift, The Dream March and Circus Music, The Walk to the Bunkhouse, Grandfather's Story, and Happy Ending on KPR. Aaron Copland. That was actually some movie music for the 1939 production of The Red Pony, the John Steinbeck story that John Steinbeck also wrote the screenplay for. Andrew Litton and the Dallas Symphony Orchestra for some Aaron Copland this morning on KPR. Winds are starting to pick up. They're from the northwest, and we've just about already reached our high of today, supposed to be 55. And the next three nights will be below freezing. Tonight's low 29. And the fourth night from now will be just right at the freezing point of 32. So there could certainly be some frost then. Support for the classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. And from the Bach Aria Soloists, presenting their annual holiday concert with guest tenor J.W. Keckley, featuring Bach, Handel, Debussy, and a holiday sing-along. Friday, December 5th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Details at BachAriaSoloists.com. It's Franz Josef Haydn now. Let's hear his trumpet concerto in D with Don Smithers, trumpeter on KPR. That was one of the Franz Josef Haydn trumpet concertos, that one in D major in two movements, with Jaap Schroeder, the Concerto Amsterdam, and Don Smithers, trumpeter, here on KPR. Jeff Watson has music by Jean-Philippe Rameau and Jean Francais, right after noon news and Stardate in just a few minutes, and then some clarinet music by Mendelssohn coming up. Keep it on KPR.
The global internet is actually powered by hundreds of thin cables along the ocean floor, thanks to one man's quest to create the first transatlantic cable over 100 years ago.
If you look at a present-day cable map of the world, and you look at the 1902 cable map of the world, you will see those cables are on exactly the same routes.
I'm Juana Summers, the origins of today's World Wide Web, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Should be interesting. Join us at 3 for All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio with your host, Laura Lorson. I'm Cordelia Brown, signing off, making way for Jeff Watson, who's got 3 more hours of great classical music right up until 3 o'clock. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. 53 degrees right now in Lawrence, should be about 56. And tonight, clear skies, a low of 29. Tomorrow, cloudy and 44, down to 24 degrees Wednesday night. And Thanksgiving Day should dawn sunny with a high near 44. That night's low 24, and then Friday, shopping day maybe, a high of 42 expected with some sunshine.
Line.